A former prisoner of war has returned to Vietnam. He's a larger-than-life figure, a war hero. And he's not John McCain. This war hero is a character on film, and he's allowed to appear in different countries depending on who he's been killing lately. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Vietnam's capital, Hanoi.
Remember the last time Sylvester Stallone's John Rambo was in Vietnam?
The covert operation's being geared up in the Far East. Your name was dug out by the computer as one of three most able to complete the mission. Recon for POWs in Nam. Nobody knows that terrain better than you do. You interested?
Yeah.
Good.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
The year being 1985 and this being Hollywood, the answer, of course, was yes, for this mission at least. At the expense of a whole lot of Vietnamese and their Soviet advisors. Not surprisingly, Rambo 2 was banned in Vietnam, as were the other films in the series, but the new Rambo 4, with a new set of politically correct villains, Myanmar's military, has gotten a green light from Vietnam's censors and is now showing in multiplexes from Hanoi to Ho Chi Minh City. Nguyen T. Hong Thai, deputy director of the government's cinematography management department, says this Rambo was not judged by the ones that preceded it. They are independent works of art, she says, and must be evaluated accordingly. This film, she says, doesn't violate any laws about spreading information harmful to the state. Not this state, maybe, but the movie is banned in Burma, or Myanmar as it's now officially known, where the police recently swept the streets of the capital, confiscating bootleg copies of Rambo 4, filmed along the Thai-Myanmar border. A tale of mercenaries and missionaries who need Rambo's help.
People say you know the river better than anyone.
They lie.
So what I'm asking is a few hours of your time that will help change people's lives.
Are you bringing any weapons?
Of course not.
You're not changing anything.
It's thinking like that that keeps the world the way it is.
Sylvester Stallone's character may be getting old for American audiences, but not for a new generation of Vietnamese theatergoers who were born long after the Vietnam War ended and don't know that much about Rambo's backstory, but do know a good action hero when they see one. I haven't seen Rambo 2, this college student Nguyen Van Hung says, but I've seen the others on DVD, and I like him. He tries to run from his past, but he can't, and in the end, he does something good. His date, another college student, Nguyen Hung Lam, says this is her first Rambo, and she says she likes what she saw. He's strong, he's tall, and he's muscular, she says. And he's very human. At the beginning, the student says, he doesn't want to join the fight, but then a woman convinces him to change his mind. I loved that, the student says, that a woman was able to get him to do the right thing. A kinder, gentler Rambo? Maybe the Vietnamese aren't the only ones who've moved on. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.